I was married, obviously. We traveller girls are brought up to marry, to get settled. That's our life, our culture. I was married, but I always wanted to be an independent, work, have an education. And that wasn't permitted. He wouldn't allow that. And it was basically intimidation, physical abuse at times, undermining. I completely lost my identity. I at times didn't know whether I was coming or going, because he was that controlling, that manipulative. He was that nice, that jovial, engaging person, obliging person. Again, male, where I was, if I spoke out or had an argument, but say, for instance, with him and said anything about it, I was seen as the, oh, he was drunk and it was, there's no need for you carrying on. It wasn't my speaking out in a sense, and I mean speaking out within the travelling community, it'd be seen as, oh, she's nothing to complain about because he's so nice and he is such a good man, he works and he does this and whatever, because in comparison to some others. But what I didn't realise was that domestic violence cuts across all aspects of the board. And I think, to be honest about it, there wasn't much that didn't happen within my marriage. But saying that, my marriage, in a sense, in my life, is nothing compared to a lot of other people out there, a lot of other victims, males, including, plus males, plus females. But what segregates us as a community, in my community, is the lack of access to service providers, lack of education within our community, illiterate, and even those that can read and write, like myself, is the lack of the connection to police, health services, education, all those that is in the norm within the settled community, any other community. Our community is segregated within communities. And really what needs to be put out there is these services to be more accessible, be known, and it to go against that it isn't the norm to endure and live and have to put up with domestic violence, but it also for victims and the perpetrators to be educated to understand what domestic violence really is, and also that there is help and there is opportunities to move on, if that means moving outside the community. But really, I think to be encouraged to live within your community, that if you do speak out, you don't have to move from your community, you don't have to lose your culture, your way of life, that you can get the help and support you need, the support network inside.
Why do you think it is? Is it purely down to that education aspect that it isn't talked about in the Gypsy and Traveller community?
It can be said that it can be taboo, because you see, it's the norm, it's the way of life, it's the acceptance, and if you're used, if your culture, and if it's how you're brought up, and you live that life, well, that is normal life, isn't it? Because if you question what is normality, I think all of us, if you ask 10 people that, if you ask the jury that, they'd all come up with a different answer. But it's education. Really and truly education in more ways than one, not just a formal education, but education and getting down to grassroots, down to the basics, down to dealing with the problem from the very lowest of the low, if you know what I'm saying, your ground level, and working from there and spreading out like a flower, like the sunflower organisation, closed but opening out and growing and expanding. So.
At what point did you decide, right, enough is enough?
What I didn't understand and saying that was that it didn't stop there. The physical abuse stopped there. The mental torture didn't stop there. Okay? That didn't stop up until very recently, because my family completely turned against me because of my breaking up my marriage. They sided with my husband. Again, a traveller female is not, she's not meant to live on her own. She's meant to be under the guidance and the protection. Her reputation is utmost to live with her father, her husband, her father, her brothers,